whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Some of you may be caught off guard. You know Aaron Glenn's going to interview for jobs. You know Ben Johnson's going to interview for jobs. But Chris Spielman? Oh, yeah. He's interviewing for the general manager job with the New York Jets. And he did not want the general manager job when Brad Holmes was hired. He said he wasn't qualified. It was humble. He said, I'll help any way I can. And along the way, John, I think he's learned some things that make him an interesting general manager candidate. See, that's how it's supposed to work. You're selfless. You're humble. You work. The organization benefits, and now he has a chance to take that skill set and be a general manager just like his brother was. We've asked the question, is this a big deal to lose Chris Spielman? And if he's hired with the Jets, he may take Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn. Who would you want him to take if he's going to steal one of the coordinators? 248-539-9797.
Well, there's a traditional way of doing things, and I think we could all believe that Chris Spielman is a traditional individual where, hey, you set a goal and then you map a path to attain that goal. And I don't know if 5 years ago, 4 years ago, did he set a goal that says, eventually I do want to be a general manager in the NFL. And, you know, if it's with the Lions, great. If it's not, then I'll there's 31 other organizations. He played for more than just the Lions. And so he set a goal and then mapped the path to attain that goal. I think it's life 101. And I mean, there are so many people that want to skip steps, and it sounds like he was given the opportunity to skip some of those steps.
Yep.
And you know, if Sheila did offer him the general manager spot and he humbly said, no, I'm not ready for it. It's not something that I'm prepared to do at this time. But he did say, I'd like to be a part of the organization and learn and figure out what it takes so that when I do get that opportunity, I am best prepared. Doesn't mean it's going to be successful. I think we all believe he will be a successful general manager, but he mapped a path. He's taken that route. And now all of a sudden, I don't think it wasn't a surprise to me when, I mean, I don't know if it was you or if it was Tom that sent the text that says, hey, he's interviewing for the Jets job. Not surprised.
I was only surprised in the sense that his previous quotes hadn't indicated this ambition to be a general manager at that time. And that, again, that was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's not an assistant GM. He's in this unique consulting special assistant role that didn't exactly put him in like a GM in waiting. But it makes sense. He's a football guy. He's helped build the culture here. A lot of people give him credit. Mm-hmm. Not sole credit, but a lot of people give him credit for identifying Campbell and Holmes and helping unite the two of them and being kind of in the shadows, a subtle guy nudging the culture along with the heavy hitters, Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. Here's what I come back to. They're going to lose coordinators and members of their front office. If Brad Holmes is the general manager we think he is, things are going to be just fine. He'll replace them. They'll keep drafting well. They'll stay atop the league. If Dan Campbell is the culture builder, leader, identifier of good people, he'll replace his coordinators and they'll be just fine.
Sure.
If they're the people we think they are, there's nothing to be afraid of. I don't like losing them because it disrupts continuity, but I'm not concerned. Now, the question of who would I rather leave? Glenn.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think defensively, most people feel this is an offense-driven league.
And the team is specifically driven by their offense.
Yes. And we like and appreciate everything that Aaron Glenn has done. I think his intensity is something that is underrated. We talk about Dan Campbell's intensity. Ben Johnson doesn't, at least on the surface, doesn't appear to have the same persona, I guess you might say, as an Aaron Glenn, who is a little bit more fiery on the sidelines, and same with Dan. But, you know, I don't know that people would view that as big of a loss as losing Ben Johnson. But here's the other thing is you talk about Dan Campbell identifying. Not everybody that gets hired is going to be the right hire. And I say that because he initially hired Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator.
But I would say, and I know you're going here, more important is identifying when it doesn't work and swiftly making those changes, which is what he did with Lynn.
Right. So far, he's 2 out of 3. And he's fired other assistant coaches along the way.
Aubrey Pleasant.
Mm-hmm. So he's 2 out of 3 because he identified Aaron Glenn. And he stuck with Aaron Glenn because remember 2 years ago, people were questioning Aaron Glenn and his ability to coordinate a defense. He stuck with him because he knew what he had. He knew what he was seeing and given more tools was going to get better results. Now, all of a sudden, you know, Anthony Lynn comes in as the offensive coordinator and he's not following what Dan Campbell wants. So he takes play calling away, eventually gives it to Ben Johnson in the following season. And so, and that was a home run. That was a guy that he inherited from the previous staff, kept him, and then eventually promoted.
Yeah, I think about it at the college level. Like Nick Saban had to swap out coordinators damn near every other year. And yeah. If you are the driving force, and I think Campbell is, you're not going to bat 1,000. Not every Saban coordinator hit, but you're going to set the tone and you're going to make tweaks and you're going to make changes. And he's shown that he can run a staff. I don't think there's any fear in Dan Campbell replacing either coordinator.
Right.
My preference would be to keep Ben Johnson of the two. And they may lose both, but Ben Johnson, I think, is the driving force of this offense.
I think you bring up a great comparison of Saban always replacing coordinators, especially offensive coordinators, where, you know, whether it was
Kiffin at one point,
Sark, Mike Locksley, who's now at Maryland. Like, doesn't mean they're going to go on to have success, but they had success while they were there under the guidance of the leader of that program. In college, it was Nick Saban. For us here in Detroit, it's Dan Campbell.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Lynn in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. You know, I appreciate that you're putting such a positive spin on everything, but at the end of the day, it's not definitely – we have a winning formula that's getting broken up before the winning – before we even get to a Super Bowl. When Harbaugh took everybody with him, look how that turned out. Now, I know there's a lot of other factors that go with that, but that looked really bad. That's been detrimental to the program, to everything. It's been negative. And, you know, these guys, if they all leave, they're a big part of why – we are where we are. Yeah, Campbell's on top, Holmes. Yeah, we all get all that. But these other guys have a big factor, too. And we all saw Michigan tumble.
Well, so when Jim Harbaugh left, he was the leader. And you brought it up there at the very end. It's not like Brad Holmes is leaving or Dan Campbell is leaving. Those main parts are still in place. Those are the guys that are making decisions. Decisions were made by Jim Harbaugh. And when he left, the leader, the general manager, the coach, is all leaving at the same time.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, too. You took the words out of my mouth. When you lose the leader, that's more significant. Dan Campbell's going to have to replace coordinators if he's going to be here for a long time. And he and Brad Holmes just signed extensions a year ago. They're going to be here for a long time. Joe and Gross Eel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Of the three that you mentioned, I'll rank them in order of likelihood of leaving. I think Spielman, I don't think he's going to get hired. He's more of a president at football operations in waiting. He's such a unicorn and Swiss Army knife. As for Ben Johnson, he's 51% gone. I mean, I want him to stay of the three the most. For Aaron Glenn, he's probably 90% gone. And if either of those coordinators leave, it pulls the curtain back on exactly who is in waiting if our assistant coaches. Because the coordinators get so much of the oxygen, I don't know that we have a position coach that's ready to jump in. I wouldn't mind Robert Saleh as our defensive coordinator at all. It makes sense for him to come home and do that. But I just can't see Spielman jumping into a general manager's role, and Ben Johnson needs to stay.
Well, Joe, I mean, yeah, we would love to have Ben Johnson stay. If he's not, there are some guys on the staff, whether it's Tanner Engstrom, Mark Brunell, that could be promoted to that position. Defensively, I'm sure there are some qualified candidates, guys that would interview for it that are currently on the staff. I think that's the one side of the ball that you could see them going outside to hire somebody to come in and coach.
So if Spielman were to get the Jets job and hire Aaron Glenn.
And I think he'd be a great general manager. I disagree with the last caller.
And hire Aaron Glenn, which is what another caller brought up. Glenn would probably want to hire some of his own guys from his defense right now.
Possible.
And probably promote one of them to D.C. So that's one less guy that, unless you're promoting him to D.C., and now it becomes this competition to keep players or coaches on your staff.
Right. As an assistant coach, that becomes a very tough decision.
Yeah.
Because of the way things have operated with the Jets. Is that an organization you want to go to?
Yeah. And on the Saleh front, by the way, the latest, the Niners are set to offer him their open defensive coordinator position. He previously ran their defense before. So as people bring him up, that's something to keep in mind. Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Spielman interviewing for the Jets job. You've got Glenn and Ben Johnson. Everybody's raiding the Lions. How do you feel about it? It's 97.1.